Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yud, Beis. Hametaher Yenoi, Shal Ovid Kechavim. Again, we have a Yid over here, preparing an Ovid Kechavim's wine to have Hashgacha to be kosher, and until he sells it, he puts it in the Ovid Kechavim's, let's say, house that's open to a street. And again, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, in a town that has both Yidden and Ovid Kechavim living in it. If there are only Ovid Kechavim, he has to have a Shomer. This Mishnah adds even another condition. We want a shtar from the Ovid Kechavim that he was paid, although the Yid didn't mamish pay him yet. Of course, he's going to pay him. He's not allowed to steal it. But even before he paid him, he has to have a shtar in his hand where the Ovid Kechavim writes, it's paid for. As the Mishnah continues, V'halah koisev loy, the Ovid Kechavim writes him. We want a shtar from the Ovid Kechavim that he was paid, although the Yid didn't mamish pay him yet. Of course, he's going to pay him. He's not allowed to steal it. But even before he paid him, he has to have a shtar in his hand where the Ovid Kechavim writes, it's paid for. He writes for him a receipt that his kabbalti mim chamlois, I received the money from you, and only under those circumstances, mutter, would the wine be mutter. Why do we want this? Why do we need this? We need the Ovid Kechavim to know that if this Yid decides, he can cart this wine off at any second, and you can't stop him. That's going to prevent the Ovid Kechavim from meddling over there. He's scared to touch it because officially it's not his. But let's say Taka, the Yid wants to take it out. And he doesn't let him. He says, wait a second. I'm not letting you take it out. He doesn't let him until he gives him his money. He says, receipt, fine, I gave you a receipt. You're not taking this wine until you pay me. This Taka once happened in the town of Beishan, and the Chachamim said, if that's the case, the Ovid Kechavim viewed himself as in control of this wine, so we don't know what he did with it. Maybe he did Nisach HaYayin with it. Okay, quickly chazzing over what we learned in our Mishnah. Someone who is producing wine that belongs to an Ovid Kechavim, in other words, the grapes belong to an Ovid Kechavim, he wants to process it in such a way that it is kosher. The Ovid Kechavim would have to write for the Yisrael. Now again, he did all the things that the previous Mishnah told us to do. Stores it in a house that's open to Rishus HaRabim. And there are Yidden who pass by that would see if something is wrong and report it. Or he sends a Shomer. But on top of that, this Tana holds, the Yid has to have a shtar that says, I received the money. Under those circumstances, it's mutter. Because now the Ovid Kechavim doesn't consider it his. And Mamela, we're not scared he's going to pour it to Avodah Zarah, do something with it. But if the Yid Taka wants to take it, and the Ovid Kechavim says, no, you have to mamish pay me. There was Taka such a story in Beis Shan, and the Chachamim said, under those circumstances, Taka, we can't use the wine.